It's time for the Hastings Coaches Show on KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and KDWA.com. Today's show brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Dr. Tyler Rohr of Hastings Family Dental Care. Here's today's Hastings Coaches Show. Good Saturday morning, everybody. It's the Hastings Coaches Show back for another week, and we're really going to get into a big week coming up with a team we're going to talk about here shortly, the Hastings Raiders baseball team coming off two games this week, kind of a weird week with cancellations and rain and all that stuff, but we sandwiched two games in there. Raiders getting wins in both of them. Two totally different games, to be honest. A pitcher's duel on Monday and our 2-0 win against South St. Paul. And then we go into Thursday, kind of weird because we were supposed to be on the road, got a home game instead, then all hell broke loose. And we're going to talk about that in a minute because it was maybe the good side of it, to be honest. And it was just crazy. Coach Ryan Stoffel joining us. First of all, buddy, good morning. And have you slept the last 48 hours or so after that win on Thursday?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right? It just keeps me up a little bit, right? Thinking about, you know, the good stuff, the stuff we need to improve on. But all in all, you know, it's you know, you play to win the game, and, you know, we got the W, and we'll clean it up for our next one on Monday.
We'll walk our way through the week here and just kind of start with the game we had on Monday. And I really thought that was a good game for us. And the reason why is because in the field, and not only that, but on the mound, because we know what Matt Sherry can do. He came in, pounded the strike zone, kept the ball low in the zone, and when he was missing, Rye, it was down. And you know when a pitcher's missing down, not coming up, he's more dialed in, right? He's around the knees, you know, not middle in. I mean, it was just a great pitching performance, and the guys behind him really played well, too. That was kind of a model win for us here for the rest of the season, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's night and day from Maddie's first start against Park. And like you said, you know, he was missing down, which, you know, as a pitcher, you know, when you're missing down, then that means you got good control, you're spotting your pitches, and he did an excellent job with that. And he just, you know, kept persevering through each inning, and like I said, he was on page. Him and Johnny Taylor are on page, and you know, and what people sometimes don't realize is that, you know, when Maddie kind of cruised for the most part of his start, you know, the defense behind him, you know, played pretty clean. They're sharp. You know, the innings are going by, you know, rather quickly, like they should in a clean game, you know, a clean pitch game, you know, so that gets them off the field and you know, keeps the game moving, right? And Maddie did exactly that, and you know, super proud of him, you know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, it might take a start or two to kind of bounce back from an outing like he had had. And like I said, you know, we're looking for big things from him, and to see him kind of, you know, step up on Monday, you know, hopefully that points to, starts like that in the future.
Going beyond the box score a little bit in that game, too, the one thing that maybe was overshadowed was the late inning insurance that we did get, because I thought in the sixth, after Hoger really threw well, that lefty, little lefty, didn't throw hard, he just kind of pitched well. I mean, that was his game. But he gets out of the game after five. New pitcher comes in, your guys go strikeout, ground out, and then a two-out rally begins. Nelly hits the double. Selesky with a clutch hit he needed so darn much, and he gets an RBI that gave us that insurance. And then someone who's been quietly having a great season, Sawyer Chumsland, right around 330, 350 at the plate, he gets a single. But doing that against a reliever in Ritter, who throws pretty hard, comes in the game, to do that against a guy they haven't seen with two outs. I mean, again, the clutch in these guys. Now, the hits, you know, numbers-wise might not have been there total like you wanted them, but the clutch, again, was huge, and against a reliever that they hadn't seen all game with two outs, that was so impressive.
Absolutely. I mean, it's you know, that's the thing where, you know, with baseball is that you have to, you know, you have to be ready every at-bat, right? And regardless of the past at-bats, whether you're 0-2 or 0-3, you know, struck out a couple of times, you know, the only at-bat that matters is the one that you're currently taking, right? And Coach Reck has, you know, has worked out an identity with our hitters and the approach and stuff. You know, so they can kind of block out the pass at bats if they didn't go as well as they want them to go. And yes, you know, to see Jack, you know, I think Jack struck out twice before that at bat, right? So it's, you know, that's where that identity thing comes in that we've, you know, created for these kids. And you know, he battled, and you know, he's fighting off pitches that, you know, quite frankly, a couple were ball four, you know, but like I said, you just don't know, you know, you're not going to put that in the umpire's hand. So, you know, Jack fought him off, and then, you know, eventually was able to get himself a single to score Nelly from second. And, yeah, you know, you talk about Nelly, you know, Nelly's just a dialed-in hitter. You know, you've seen it already so far through five games. I mean, his quality at bats are through the roof. You know, you can expect, you know, a lot of good things from him when he comes in the box. And then Sawyer Chumsman, he's just kind of, a, you know, that quiet guy that just gets the job done, right? You know, what I like about him is that, you know, he's not going to get cheated. He's going after there. He's going up there. You know, I use the term a lot with these kids. They don't get your money's worth, and he gets every dollar's worth. I mean, he's not going to let the umpire ring him up on something. He takes control of it, and, you know, he's just a nice little high school line drive hitter that can barrel balls and put balls in play and move guys. And so, yeah, super excited for what he's done early in the season as well.
Pretty quick game, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Raiders, but a very clean game in the field. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for South St. Paul. Like we said, pretty quick game. Raiders win that one, 2-0. And like we said, kind of the model win so far for the Raiders. That's how you get it done. And that gets us over to what we thought was Wednesday. Obviously, the weather was what it was. Guys got a couple extra days of practice. How did that help you guys prepare for what you were then going to see on Thursday against Simley, just to have those extra couple days? Was that a key for you guys to really get ready for Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, you get an extra day there, you know, especially early in April, right, where sometimes you just don't get that practice schedule, you know, ideal practice schedule like you'd like, right? Sometimes you don't, like this year, we didn't get outside right away, and next thing you know, you got 3 games in a week. So it's nice to be able to get a couple practices in a row and then work on some of the stuff that we want to clean up and, you know, work with hitters and you know, kind of work with their approach and how they're going after it. And so, yeah, it's definitely, you know, a nice thing to have. And then, you know, then it just sets us up for, you know, that Thursday game then. And, you know, and we all know what happened there.
Why did we switch dates and fields? Was it just with all that rain? I mean, you and I both know Simley's field early in the season, isn't it? That awesome anyway. No harm intended up there, Will, and the rest of the crew. But was it just waterlogged? And he said, hey, let's just flip-flop dates, or was
John, he calls me Thursday morning, and he's like, hey, coach, there's ducks swimming in the outfield out in Rec Center. So my guess is it's not going to look good for 4:30. And so, you know, the nice thing is, right, with the conference schedule the way it is, you play everybody twice, you just flip-flop the dates. Right, so instead of us going there now or them coming here in May, now, you know, we just switched it. So it was our home game yesterday, or, you know, Thursday, and you know, so then our, you know, would be home game against them in May is now an away game, so it makes the switch fairly easy. So
it was huge, and we got to play at home, and what a weird game. And I think this is going to take the whole show, I guess. I mean, we're down 3 right away, and we're going, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do? And then, you know, you come back with 2 right away. That first inning took like an hour and a half, but just the response in our guys after we give up 3 right away to come back, get those 2 right off the shoot, I think that kind of showed, hey, no matter what the score is going to be, we're going to be in the game for all 7 innings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, this lineup, you know, whatever lineup we put together, you know, brings an offensive punch to it, right? Everybody kind of brings their own identity to the lineup and what they can do, whether they can drive balls over the fence or, you know, get base hits or, you know, advance runners some way, somehow. So, you know, when you see it, you know, in the top of the first, you know, a 3 go up on the board, you know, there shouldn't be no concern for us. I mean, you know, we're going to battle for 7 innings and try to, you know, manufacture some runs. So, yeah, and then they get 2 back in the bottom half to kind of cut the lead, you know, down, you know, then, you know, that's what we did.
Guys really battled, and then you get into an inning where it's been a bugaboo. The 4th inning, I don't know what it seems to be with that number, but we give up a 5 spot, and you probably know the radio guy's volume went down a little bit for a little while, but it's still Matt Larson and I are up in the booth going, he goes like, this is far from over, man. I said, I know, I'm just bummed right now. I don't want to see our guys in the 4th inning again have one of those hiccups, but then our half of the 4th inning was even better as we put 8 runs up on, what, 3 hits, something like that. I don't know what it is. 2 hits in that inning, including the grand slam from Alex Hendrickson. You know, but again, patience. You know, hit batter, a bunch of walks. You take advantage. You make all those hurt. And boy, did Al make it hurt. His 3rd home run of the year, a grand slam. Just describe the moment and what that dugout was like when when he hit that thing. That was so much fun.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Al's having a pretty, you know, solid start to the season. You know, they're definitely rebounding from a year ago. So it's awesome to see the success he's having at the plate. You know, I joked with the staff, too, about, you know, the last time I'd seen a home run to right field from a Hastings Raider would have been Joey Werner. You know, we just don't see,
you're right,
you know, home runs hit over that right field wall very often, you know, for the Raider Blue, you know. So, but, yeah, I mean, it was awesome, you know. And, you know, again, you know, you credit, you know, Coach Recca a lot, too, because, you know, he's in the dugout there basically, you know, in that on-deck circle, so to say, you know, and you know, giving them guys some, you know, feedback and whatnot. And, you know, guys like Al and Evie and all of them, you know, they take that in when they get up to that, you know, they're at bat. And, you know, because that was a first pitch fastball that Al just jumped all over, which, you know, you'd think sometimes when you make a pitching change, you know, a guy's not going to swing at the first pitch, especially with bases loaded. But, you know, he saw something in the guy in his warm-up, and he decided to go attack it. And, you know, like we tell all of them, right, I mean, it's, you know, every baseball coach, you get one pitch. You know, you're going to get one pitch in your bat that's yours, and the only problem is the difficult part of that is you got to decide which one that is, right? And so go out, easier said than done. But, yeah, Al jumped all over that and, you know, got us within one, and then next thing you know, we just rattled off a couple more, and the energy jumped off the charts, and, you know, and from there it was pretty much, you know, as long as we played clean in the field and got some good pitching, you know, we knew we were probably, you know, home free.
What was really cool, too, was that after a few years off, Creed Peterson came in, and I know he'll tell you it wasn't his favorite outing of the season, but he ends up getting the victory, his first win as a varsity player. For him, a kid who's worked hard to get back to the point where he's at, that had to have been nice to put your arm around him last night and say, hey, that was pretty darn cool, kid.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you, I feel so bad for him. And we got like a little inside joke here going because, you know, after the park game, he came in with bases loaded, right? And I talked to him like the next day at practice about, hey, you know, typically we really don't want to bring you into that situation, but, you know, we needed an arm and, you know, whatnot, right? And so, you know, I said, since you haven't played in a while, you know, I want to stay away from those kind of situations, right? Well, then we go to North St. Paul, and here we go, you know, he comes in with bases loaded, and then yesterday, you know, we bring him in with guys on first and second. So when he comes to the mound, and I give him the ball, and I said, all right, Creed, I said, there's only two guys on now, so you got some room for error. So he kind of smiled. But, you know, he, the thing I like about Creed is, you know, him and I talk a lot at practice about, you know, he's a state wrestling champion, right? He's got that wrestling mindset that wrestling room churns out year after year after year. And if there's any guys that can, you know, play in that big moment, that high-pressure situations, it's Creed Peterson. I mean, like, he like I said, he's built that way. He's wired like that. You know, Paul Veit and Hatterberg have built those wrestlers that they're just so mentally strong that, you know, so, you know, to him, I just tell him, hey, it's just a wrestling match at the Excel Energy Center. So go close the door.
And he did so. That. He helped us along with Al Hendrickson getting the save. He had, maybe we call this one the Al Hendrickson game because he gets the save. Raiders end up winning that one 10-8 in grand fashion. I think everybody that left there in Raider Blue was as excited as I was. It was just a great win, and now it sets us up for a 4-game week next week. And before I let you go, with the game on Friday being postponed to next Thursday, that puts us Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, and it's not going to be easy because you got some of those teams picked to be towards the top of the Metro East. Your thoughts starting on Monday with what's going to be a crazy, wild, tough week for our boys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the great thing about this past week is, like, you know, I use the term a lot, you know, that I learned from an old coach that I worked with years, you know, for a while, is, you know, winning's a habit and losing's a habit, right? And so far, you know, we've won twice this week, so we're in that winning habit. So that's a plus for us going into Monday's road game at Montemedi, who is, you know, has been at the top of the conference for years. And then you follow that up with St. Thomas, who's been right there. Both those teams have been in a Class 3A state tournament, you know, over the last few years together. And then, then you round it out with the reschedule with Tartan. And then the Hill Murray team, you know, I mean, you can't overlook them. You know, I was talking to Coach Furman at Two Rivers last Friday, and he had told me that that's one of the most athletic baseball teams he's seen in quite some time, and he's been around for 25 years. So, not going to be an easy week. Tartan, they may look at, you might look at them in the bottom of the conference, but, it's high school baseball, and you just don't know what you're going to see. And, coming in, that'd be the third game of the week. So, yeah, it's a big week. It's a big, big kind of, who are we moment, kind of who are we week next week. Can we play at the big dogs? Can we play with, compete against higher level pitching? And, I think we can, and, we'll see how it turns out. And, we'll get out of April and look for May and start building towards the playoffs.
I appreciate your time as always. Great week. I'll see you at the yard starting on Monday, and let's have some fun, man. It should be a great week for our guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, Tuck. Yep. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. That's Coach Ryan Stoffel. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to track down some players. We'll have that next on KDWA. Former Hastings Raider and now Hastings dentist Tyler Rohr has taken over for Dr. Conway at Hastings Family Dental Care. Dr. Rohr knows it takes hard work and dedication to play at your best, so why treat your mouth any different? Hastings Family Dental Care accepts many insurance plans and takes modern dentistry to the next level. Call 651-437-9764 or stop by 955 Highway 55, Suite 6. Learn more at HastingsFamilyDC.com.
At your Hastings Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Midtown Hastings Shopping Center, you get breakfast all day, every day. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center. Remember, Perkins is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's Perkins of Hastings.
We're back, and we have one of our Raiders with us in Alex Hendrickson. Of course, he's been at shortstop for a majority of the year. Also got the save on the mound for the Raiders after hitting a grand slam, his third home run of the season in our broadcast that you heard right here on KDWA Thursday in the Raiders 10-8 win against Simley. And Hendy joins us now. How's it been going, man? I mean, obviously, three home runs. You got a save on the mound here. We're back over 500 as a team at 3-2 overall and 3-1 in the conference. Talk a bit about how the boys are really starting to catch fire here, and we're getting that winning attitude again.
Yeah, it has been a challenge so far. We're staying in the win column, which is good. And we always talk about winning is a habit, losing is a habit. So again, just getting a few in a row will help. The year has definitely been a challenge. Not how we expected it to go right off the start, but I think last year, besides Niederkorn, I think everyone else that played together since he was eight years old. So we expect a lot of leaders. We know what to expect from this group of guys, and we hope a big comeback jolt yesterday like that can get us going.
What was that like for you just in the bench? I mean, I know you're the one that hit the big grand slam too, but after you guys got back into it, you gave up the five spot, and you guys come back with a big number yourself. What was that half inning like? Just kind of break down, because I could feel you guys up in the press box. I mean, it was that exciting. Just talk about what kind of jolt that really gave you in that one inning in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the crazier innings I've been a part of. Like, going back to how we've been playing together forever, we've been part of many games, many innings like that, and we never expect that we're out of any game. After that big inning that we let up, we came in, we knew we had to regroup, and I think some kids were a little down, but like I said, a few leaders, just we got them going, we kept the energy up, and it was the right time for a big jolt, and it happened.
What inning? I mean, just what an inning. I mean, just the way that, in that inning, I mean, we were taking pitches. I mean, we had hit batters, walks. They all set the table for you. I mean, really, from, Lucas or I can't remember, Vandehoff batted in that spot, but Zagoda with the walk, DeNoyer with the walk, Kimmis, the RBI walk to load them up for you. And then when the pitcher comes in, he throws you a first pitch fastball. And you did not hesitate. Break down the at-bat where you got your third home run of the year and the giant grand slam that got us back into it.
Yeah, so obviously, their first guy was getting a little wild. He was kind of carving us up all day, but he was getting a little wild, and then they brought in the new guy, Face Kimmis. He got to 3-1 count, and I just looked at Nelson, and I said, if he walks Kimmis here, I am hacking first pitch, and... What happened? And
That tells the rest of the story.
Not many Raiders have hit it in the spot where you hit it that game. And over 22 years of calling Raider games, that was just as exciting as it comes. And just congrats on the big home run and the big win. But you got three of them so far. And as a team, we got 6 and 5 games. Talk about kind of our power surge. Yourself, Nelly, DeNoyer. We might even have a couple other guys that could put it over the fence. What's been in this power surge for us that makes us so dangerous almost every batter we send to the plate?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Nelson, DeNoyer, they've been the top big power guys pretty much our whole lives. So I've kind of snuck in here later in our careers, but like we have a lot of guys that we still expect to have big jolts about, like, upcoming season. We have a lot of guys that hit for job, they hit for contact, they move us around, and we still have a couple sneaky kids that will, I expect to put a few out.
It's going to be fun. You got the save on the hill, too, for you to go in there and shut it down the way you did. And not only that, you guys got Creed his first varsity win in kind of a wacky way, but you held it down, got the save, just to be on the hill. Wow, how did you feel out there? And is that something that you really relish, being able to kind of come in when it's tight, nail it down, and just be able to get us the win?
Yeah, it felt amazing. I was unable to get on the hill for the first portion of the year just because of some arm issues, but yesterday it felt really good. I mean, the adrenaline was definitely kicking after that one inning, so I think that maybe helped a little bit. Yeah, we're super excited to have Creed back after missing 2 years. He was always a big part of our pitching when we were younger, and we expect a lot from him, and we tell him that as a wrestling champion, we feel that we're able to put him in any situation because he's a really tough kid.
He's been fun to watch. You guys have all been fun to watch, and now I get a chance to hang out with you guys for 4 days out of 5, Monday through Friday next week. We got a big week with Friday being canceled, but we got some big games, man. We got Matamidi in there. We got St. Thomas in there, the makeup of Tartan. You can go on and on. I think Hill Murray's in there, too. Your thoughts on what's going to become maybe the biggest week of the year for our boys?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge. You said Matt, St. Thomas, obviously always competing with us in that conference, and We just got to take it one at a time, get the first one done, and move on to the next. Like, hopefully this game yesterday, that's what we need, and hopefully this week with four, maybe four games better for us. Maybe that'll kick us going a little more and just going.
Can't wait for the week to start on Monday, buddy. Great job so far. We'll see you out at the yard on Monday, and best of luck, pal.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is our Grand Slammer, Alex Hendrickson. Of course, he'll be going on to the University of St. Thomas next year, but having a great senior season, 3 home runs and 6 as a team so far, with Nelson having 2 and DeNoyer also adding the other. Just a great power year so far for our Raiders. We'll take a final break. We'll wrap it up, let you know more about Monday's game with Matamidi right after this on KDWA. Former Hastings Raider and now Hastings dentist Tyler Rohr has taken over for Dr. Conway at Hastings Family Dental Care. Dr. Rohr knows it takes hard work and dedication to play at your best, so why treat your mouth any different? Hastings Family Dental Care accepts many insurance plans and takes modern dentistry to the next level. Call 651-437-9764 or stop by 955 Highway 55 Suite 6. Learn more at HastingsFamilyDC.com.
At your Hastings Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Midtown Hastings Shopping Center, you get breakfast all day, every day. For breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between, it's Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in the Hastings Midtown Shopping Center. Remember, Perkins is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's Perkins of Hastings.
Nick Tuckner back at the KDWA studio, wrapping up our Hastings Coaches Show for this Saturday. Should be a nice day, a little chilly here on a Saturday, but the sun should be out a majority of the day. Sunday looks like the better day if you're looking for some outdoor fun, whether it be a walk down by the river, maybe a little bit of baseball outside, whatever it might be. Sunday would probably be the better day. Looks like right around 60 degrees and sunshine on Sunday. So again, get outside if you can here. This spring, always beautiful here in Hastings. Now we got a big week coming up for this Raider baseball team. It all starts on Monday. Raiders going to travel up to Matamidi and take on the Zephyrs. That will not be an easy one, like we said with Coach Stoffel and also with Alex Hendrickson. It's not going to be easy. We do know that. It's going to be a very tough week. And then the Raiders will have a little bit of time to get ready on Tuesday, really their only practice day of the week, before getting back into action at home against St. Thomas. That'll be on Wednesday at 4:30. Of course, we'll have all these on KDWA. Thursday, the makeup game from Friday with Tartan. That's also going to be at home. And then Friday, the Raiders will also be in action but on the road against Hill Murray. That's also going to be just a tough battle. A four-game week in 5 days against some of the top teams in the conference. You're not going to want to miss anything. We'll have them all right here live on KDWA, weather permitting, and hopefully Mother Nature doesn't have the attitude she had through the midpoint of this past week. So we'll see what happens, folks. Keep it tuned to KDWA. Also, if you're listening on Saturday, we'll have the replay of this show each and every Monday up at KDWA.com, so be sure to check that out as well. Thanks to Perkins. Thanks to Dr. Tyler Rohr, the former Raider. He's also now on board here with the Hastings Coaches Show and Hastings Family Dental Care. He's got all sorts of good stuff going on over there. Check him out as well, as we'll have more with Tyler probably soon. It'd be kind of fun to chime in with one of our former Raiders in a Where Are They Now interview. That might be coming up here this summer. That's it for us. Coming up, we'll have the Prescott Coaches Show at noon, then Prescott Sports Saturday will follow right after that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this week's Hastings Coaches Show right here on KDWA Radio. Today's Coaches Show brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant in Midtown Hastings. Tune in next week at 9:05 a.m. for another Coaches Show.